Well, good morning to everyone. Today, I want to read you a passage of Scripture that is very well known. You often see this Scripture on church signs to advertise an upcoming revival. Sometimes we see this Scripture on signs in people's yards. You sometimes even see this passage on billboards. Recently, I noticed this Scripture posted on several Facebook pages. Let me read the passage I'm referring to. It is 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." This scripture was originally directed to the nation of Israel many centuries ago, but it is still very relevant for us today. Contained in this scripture is what I will call the recipe for repentance. In this recipe for repentance, there are four main ingredients. The first ingredient is humble yourself. Humble yourself. This means to see yourself as you really are, to put yourself in proper perspective, and to acknowledge the fact that there are times you are indeed sinful. The second ingredient is prayer. Pray. This ingredient is kind of a no-brainer, if you will, but it is still so, so important. Remember, Jesus prayed early and often, and Jesus was asked by his disciples to teach them how to pray. And one thing to remember, Jesus said in Matthew 6, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray. Prayer is certainly an essential ingredient in the recipe for repentance. Now the third ingredient, seek God's face. Brethren, to seek God's face is to seek a closer, more personal relationship with Him. When you are in a repentant mood, you seek a deeper relationship with God. You seek to know God better. And finally, the fourth ingredient is turn from your wicked ways. This is the hardest ingredient in the recipe for repentance, but in many ways, it is the most important ingredient. Because think about this, even if you humble yourselves, even if you pray to God, even if you seek God's face, but do not turn, do not change, you haven't accomplished real repentance. Because, brethren, repentance is change. Real repentance is change. May God help us as individuals, as Christians, as churches, and as a nation follow the recipe for repentance. Then perhaps God will indeed heal our land. Amen.